Hello, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Stepping Up. My name is Sue Reed, and every week I provide a platform for people to tell their story of how they have faced and overcome a challenge in their life. Here is today's story. My guest today is Heather. Now, Heather describes herself as a self-love and soul alchemist. Her mission, she tells me, is to empower heart-centered healers and empaths to break the cycle of toxic relationships, prioritize their needs, and cultivate love from within so that they can align with their soul's true calling and manifest the relationships that help them ascend to the next level. So Heather, in doing this, also helps women show up for others while continuing to protect their own energy and avoiding burnout. Heather's a certified life coach, a rapid manifestation method coach, a Reiki master, and an all-round caring soul. So it's absolutely lovely to have you here. Well, Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely to be here.
Your introduction, you're obviously doing a lot of work for women and caring. What exactly are you trying to achieve with what you're doing? What's the reasoning behind it?
So a lot of my desire to work with women in particular just comes from my own background, my own struggles. I've always identified myself as an empath, and growing up in a very toxic household, I cultivated very unhealthy attachment style. I got very clingy to unhealthy relationships just because that was so much a part of my upbringing. And since being able to break free from that, I realized how just truly difficult it was. It was so much trial and error. I kept getting into relationships with men, and I would think that they were healthier, and they ended up being progressively worse. And I felt as though I didn't have the strength to leave these toxic relationships just because I have such a burning desire, within my soul, to help heal people. So I kept telling myself in my head, you know, the universe brought me to these people, and my last very toxic relationship, my partner overdosed and he did not make it. And I know when he died, it was something within my soul. I was just like, no more. I can't do this anymore.
I find with people I've spoken to who are empaths, they tend to be fixers as well. They tend to attract people with problems. They then absorb that energy, because that's what empaths do. But then they try to fix the other person. Is that what you feel you were trying to do?
Yeah, I definitely took on other people's energy. And I also had my superhero cape on, where I just tried to fix these people. And I realized after Jordan passed away, and I was doing everything, I also, once he passed, I realized all of my relationships were like that. I was, all of my friendships, everything in my life, they were all so unhealthy, because I had such this desire to help fix people. And once I cut off all of those relationships, I also realized there was a part of me that in my head, I had this vision of who they could be, of who, what all they could do. And so I was starting to form these resentments towards these people for not being who I thought they could be, when I hadn't even voiced to them I'm trying to help you in this area to become this. It was all in my head of who I thought that they should be or what they were capable of, if that makes sense.
It does, totally. Yes. Yeah. And I again, as a life coach, I've seen this pattern before. And so did it gradually kind of drain all the energy out of you, so all the toxins going in and the energy's coming out, basically?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I struggled a lot with addiction just because I felt like I needed something to hide. Like, I felt like such a failure because I couldn't help these people in the way that I felt I was called to. And it was just so draining on me. And it ended up taking a big toll on my mental health. I struggled a lot with depression. I struggled with addiction. Just honestly, the whole gamut of anything that I could find to not feel the pain that I felt. And it was mostly based on who I thought these people could become or who they should be. And since really, like, it's so weird to say this because I feel like I needed something huge, like Jordan passing away. I needed something big like that to be like, whoa, like, what am I doing? You know? And as a result, that's a huge reason why I went into life coaching, because I realized these don't have to be my personal relationships that are in my house 24/7. Like, I can still help people. And also within life coaching, I'm helping people who actually want help, not people who I just take on this project of fixing in my mind.
Yeah. I find a lot of people that have a problem, have problems like with addictions and, you know, all sorts of toxicity in them. They do cling on to people that are the fixers in life because they know they can kind of pass their problems over to you and you're dealing with it instead of them. They can live their life the way they want to, but you're taking on the pressure, if you like, and gradually it wears you down. So how long ago did Jordan pass away?
This was in June of 2019. So it's been about 2 years. It's really so interesting because when he passed, I literally was like to the universe, like, I'm not doing this anymore. I know the next man who comes into my life is going to be someone who is like equally pulling weight. They're like actually a partner, which is something I never had. Right. And I went back to work 2 weeks later and I met the man who's now my partner. I would have never imagined, because I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy's got his life together. He's everything that I told myself in my head I didn't deserve, because I felt so broken and beat down by the world just because I kept investing into these relationships that weren't going anywhere. And once I started cultivating really healthy and just relationships that were equally showing up for me as well. Yeah. Once I started bringing those into my life, my whole mindset shifted. I wasn't struggling with addiction anymore. Like, I was able to break that cycle. I was just able to break a lot of mental health issues that I had, because so much of my self-worth was revolved around these people that were also very broken.
Mm. So it's almost like Jordan's passing, sad as it was really, like you say, a wake-up call for you, and the universe saying, right, this has happened, what are you going to do now, what's your next move? And then you've said to the universe, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore, I want an equal partner now. And the universe has said, okay, I've got one for you, and here you go.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Once I made that shift, actually shortly after Jordan, we only dated for a very brief period, but him passing was like very traumatic to me because I had so much love for him. But it was in January of 2019 when I came to the realization that I was very codependent, and I had never identified myself as being codependent before. I never really realized that I was finding all of my self-worth in these other people. So this was January of 2019, and I didn't really feel I had the power to break that cycle just yet, because I did feel I had a purpose in being in his life. Right. But I knew in that moment that once this doesn't work out, because I just felt it in my soul that it wasn't going to, I knew once it ended that I wasn't going to put myself through this anymore.
Okay. So having lost Jordan, had that realization, how did that leave you feeling then?
Honestly, it left me
to kind of hit rock bottom. And from there, the only way is up anyway.
Yeah, I struggled for a while honestly, with this passing, I had a lot of thoughts that I feel many people who have loved ones who struggle with addiction do. Like, what if I was there that night? I could have saved him. He also called me that evening, so I had a lot of guilt of like, oh, like if only I had answered that phone call and could have been there to save him. And it's
Maybe that
so rough.
time, but maybe not the next time. So it probably was, going
Yeah.
to happen at some stage anyway.
It's, and I've had to accept that because I know how miserable he was, and I know his passing has served a far greater purpose. Like, I honestly have never had a fire lit under me as it has been to really bring healing into this world. And I know his spirit is still with me, you know?
Brilliant. Yes.
So.
Yes. So moving on from there then, when did you start up your new group? When did that happen?
So I spent about after he passed, I spent some time in, going through this dark phase of my life. And it was last year, I had started a lot of self-development since he passed. I was working a lot on myself and trying to figure out how to break this cycle. And I started going into life coaching. It's been about a year now since I enrolled in this program and I got educated on different ways to lead women through a coaching process and everything. And a lot of it has just been bits and pieces. I've taken a lot of different programs on different healing modalities and things of that nature. And so I just kind of accumulated the things that worked the best for me and cultivated a process that I could bring forth to help other women break similar cycles as well.
Brilliant. And how's that going?
It's going really lovely. My group is a Sacred Sisterhood Circle, and currently we're doing full moon and new moon healing circles, which are really beautiful. We have different topics every month. I've been coaching some women one-on-one. I use a lot of inner child healing because I realized a lot of us who take on other people's energy or put ourselves into toxic relationships, it pretty much all stems from childhood. So,
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I'd agree with that.
yeah, so inner child healing has changed my life. So, I use that alongside of EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. It's similar to acupuncture. And you just go through these different scripts that I kind of just make up with clients in the moment, depending on what they're working through. And you tap on these different points that you would use in acupuncture to release energy that is stored within our body, that in turn leads to different ailments and stuff of that nature.
And so you do that one-on-one, not face-to-face, or is it mainly online now?
I've been doing mostly virtual. I'm hoping to one day be able to do some face to face, but I found virtual in these times to be really beautiful. Also, I've been able to meet ladies that probably would never be able to work with me in
That's
person.
it,
Like
yeah.
one of my first clients was in the UK and I'm over in the States. So it's been honestly so beautiful doing it virtually because I've met women that I probably would have never met otherwise.
No, that's right. I think that's the one thing we've learned through our various lockdowns in different countries, that we can meet online, we can work online, and it's quite good because you do have a much farther, further reach than you would one to one.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
I definitely agree. It's been really beautiful.
And so you're doing this work and being successful. Where do you see it taking you in the future? Are you going to carry on just with this, or do you intend to expand it further, or have you not thought that far?
Honestly, I have so many visions for the future. I really have always been so called to children. I love kids. I love their pure energy and just their presence. So eventually I would like to begin doing some EFT with children or parents as well to help them facilitate with their children. I also have plans to do some energy healing type workshops in the future, which is kind of on hold right now with COVID and everything. Yeah. But I would like to be able to offer retreats where women can come and not only do inner child healing and EFT, but I would also like to have any, like, so many other energy healing facilitators that are there so people can find what works best for them.
Yeah, brilliant. That sounds amazing. And it also, you know, from what you've said, not in all of your past experiences, at some stage in the future, it does sound like there's probably a book in there so you can tell your story as well. Yeah. Which I think people would appreciate hearing.
Yeah, I know as a kid, I used to journal quite a bit because I've been through quite a bit. So I definitely would like to write a book one day in the future.
Well, when you do, you can come back on the podcast and we'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
So, and are you still with your new partner that you met?
Yes, we've been together. He's actually here right now. We're celebrating his birthday. Yeah, it's been really lovely. He has, I don't know, having beautiful, uplifting people in your life or someone who's been through so many toxic relationships is so essential. He's been able to bring light to a lot of the shadow parts of my soul that I deemed unlovable and that I had kept hidden, and I probably even through my healing would have continued to keep hidden if I hadn't had someone in my life who was like, hey, I see this in you and I know you're trying to hide this part of who you are, and I love this part of you because it's a part of you. So I feel having him in my life has been like so healing. It's been very eye-opening.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds amazing, because I think sometimes when you meet somebody, when you know, when you've been through the dark and you meet somebody who is so light and so positive, your first thought is, why would they love me? You know, this is a trick. This is going to end. They're going to go. They're going to see the real me and they won't like it. So for him to be saying, well, yeah, I've seen the real you. I know what you like. I know why you're doing this. And I love you anyway. That's brilliant. Yeah. He's a keeper for sure.
He really is. I knew it when I first met him. Like, I just honestly, when I met him, I wasn't even thinking about it in like a relationship. But I, you know, Jordan had passed 2 weeks prior and I just needed someone. And so I basically just like spilled all the beans on my whole life. I was like, oh my God, my life's been rough. Like, this is going on. And he just loved my authenticity, my ability to like be so open about what I'd gone through. And I really feel like I needed someone like him in my life to be like, hey, this doesn't make you unlovable, you know, because beforehand, I had used the things I've been through as a reason why I don't deserve better. And I feel that was a big reason why I kept attracting people into my life who are validating that these parts of me weren't lovable, even though they are very much so still lovable.
Yeah. What's your partner's name?
His name's Jimmy.
So happy birthday, Jimmy, from
thank
me.
Thank you.
And thank you for being such a good soul. You sound wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're helping women, and that's fantastic, and you've got a future ahead of you. And I guess you feel like a completely different person than you were 2 years ago.
I really do, yeah. It's amazing how quickly your life can change when you decide you've had enough of how it is going.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you can go back up again. You have to get to the place where there's nowhere left to go but back up or out, which obviously happens to some people as well. So, oh, bless you for that. So what message would you like to give to anybody listening to this and thinking, gosh, you're talking about my life, that's me, I was like that. What would you say to them?
I would say two things. The first would be to love yourself first, to invest time into nurturing yourself. Even if you don't feel like you love yourself, do things that you enjoy. Like go outdoors, have little dates by yourself, do something to fill your cup. Because if you continue pouring from a cup that's not full, you're going to be very depleted, as I was. And then another would be just don't fit yourself into this bubble of who everybody else thinks you should be. I know for me, I used to hide my emotions because they were too intense, because I was emotional, because I was a hypochondriac. And I've realized that there are people in this world who will not like things about you. And there are people in this world who will love those things, those exact same things about you. So don't ever change who you are for someone else, because someone out there is going to love you just the way you are, even with the broken parts that you think don't deserve to be loved.
That's lovely. And if
Thank
somebody
you.
wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Well, I have my Facebook group, which I invite everybody to join. It's the Sacred Sisterhood Circle. That's where I post announcements on the full moon events and everything. I also have a Facebook business page. It's at facebook.com/HeatherFrenchCoaching. And then the name of it is actually Heather French Self Love and Soul Alchemy, if you decide to just look it up regularly on Facebook.
I will put that information in the show notes, but it's been absolutely lovely talking to you and hearing your story, and I wish you all the best for the future. I think, the only way is up for you now. You're really going places, and you're going to help so many other people, which is absolutely wonderful. It does sound like that's your life purpose. So it's great that you
Thank
found
you.
it and you look amazing. And I know you've not been feeling too well today, so thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
And you look amazing. You look like you're in a happy place, basically.
Yeah, I definitely am. Thank you so much for having me. It's been really lovely connecting with you.
Oh, it's been lovely hearing your story, and I'm sure loads of people will benefit from hearing it. So thank you
Thank you.
so much, and I wish you well, and I'll say goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to today's story. And as always, if you want to ensure you don't miss any future episodes, then please subscribe. And if you yourself have a story to tell, then please do get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. And until next week, take care of yourself, stay safe, and I will see you soon. Goodbye.